Attention, BNI Heartland podcast listener. Thanks to your support, our podcast is growing. We've moved the podcast to allow for more growth and more features. If you're hearing this, your subscription or link is from our old feed. Follow us into the future. Search your provider for the BNI Heartland podcast or go to podcast.bniheartland.com to link to our new location. And as always, you can email us at podcast.bniheartland.com. Now, on with the podcast. This is the BNI Heartland podcast, featuring tips and ideas to grow your business through referrals and networking, and supporting and educating BNI members in Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming, Western Iowa, and around the world.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local for us currently, Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
Doing fine. Enjoying the winter wonderland outside the Subaville Studios window right now.
I'm enjoying the new equipment that we have. We got boom mics.
Yeah, now this is all like almost legit.
Right? My back doesn't hurt from trying to like lean down into the microphone. It's right in my mouth. Is that appropriate? Face? Should I say face?
That we'll leave it right there.
Okay. So I guess that ties in right to what we're doing. We are updating kind of a podcast we did way back when. What did we look it up? 2015?
Yeah, it's about 4.5 years old.
4.5 years old. So things have probably changed since then, right?
I would hope so.
Me too. So we're going to talk about CEUs. Specifically, what does that mean, Ray?
In BNI, it means Chapter Education Unit.
Chapter Education Unit. Now, what does it mean everywhere else?
Just about to everybody else I talk to, if you ever work in some sort of, had some sort of professional licensing or things like that, you talk about CEUs and they mean continuing education unit. So we all think when we say CEU in BNI, it seems to have taken on that same meaning, that CEU means continuing education unit. And you know what? I'm okay with people thinking that's what it means, to be 100% honest. The idea is that education is an ongoing process. You know, if we're not learning, we're falling behind, right? So if you're continuing education or it's a chapter education, to me, I'm not worried about how you interpret that as long as you understand the importance of education to what we do and that you're continually following up on that. So you should be continuing to get chapter education units.
And we're going to talk more about tracking it today. That's going to be a big piece that we're going to talk about. But I think the chapter education unit wanted it to focus more on BNI material specifically. And seeing that the podcast we originally did was 5 years ago, it's probably been 6 or 7 years since we've been tracking CEUs in BNI. And it was originally because the executive director in Florida at the time came up with the concept of learn more to earn more. And with the endless education we have in BNI, which we're going to talk about today, they wanted to start tracking it, give credit to the members where credit is due. And I'm not going to go off on a task versus a purpose, because I could.
Oh, we've got plenty of material for that if you want to look in previous podcasts or blogs. So
yeah, absolutely. But I want people to realize that there is a huge purpose behind this. And if the learn more to earn more is good enough for a purpose, fantastic. But our goal today is to give you the tools, kind of what you can use as far as CEUs go, and also make sure that you're tracking them today. So, Ray, should we go down the list of what counts as a CEU?
Oh, my. That's a pretty heavy-duty list. I think the first thing that... Yeah, let's go through that list. That's a good place to start. So, the first thing we have on that list, and I think the first thing that comes to mind to me every single time you talk about chapter education CEUs, first thing I think of is, let's go on to BNI University.
Endless.
Lots and lots of resources there, and it is always right there at your fingertips. If you have your phone with you and you've got the app, it's available to you there. If you have it on the website on a laptop, it's available to you there at work. You can pretty much access it from everywhere. If you leave something in one place and you need to pick it up somewhere else, you can always do that. There's endless opportunities there. There's videos, there's presentations, there's all kinds of material there. Things that are BNI specific, things that are more geared maybe towards specific industries, but can still have kind of a BNI take on it, if you will.
You know what my favorite part of BNI University is? The content section.
That's where you should start.
Because you can search stuff and it'll pull up a lot of information. Like you could put in visitors and it's going to bring up a lot of stuff, but you get worksheets in there. You'll see YouTube videos. Are they YouTube that are in there?
Some of them are on YouTube channels. Yeah. Some of them are just presentations from other BNI events that were never posted on YouTube. So this might be the only place you get to see them. Podcasts are there. Ivan's podcasts are all searchable, I believe, through BNI University as well.
As is BNI Heartlands.
Okay, perfect.
And The Power of One. Those are all in there. If not, they were uploaded at one point, so some of them are in there. So you can get your hour credits within BNI University, although still up to doing this podcast today, they are not connected yet in BNI. So you still have to give yourself credit, which we'll talk about. But it does track it in BNI University. And there are some people that want to be those world leaders in there, I've seen. They're pretty proud of their
They
number.
Do keep track of people as far as for the month. And then I believe it's for the month and then for lifetime stats.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can see how you're comparing to other people in your chapter and things like that on your chapter's leaderboard. It's fun.
It is. Okay, the next one is, and I've never heard of these podcasts. What is a podcast?
These are these things that people put together. Oftentimes, it's just a couple of guys talking on microphones who think they're amusing.
Right.
Sometimes we're actually putting out some information, though, and sharing some ideas and things like that that can be helpful to mm-hmm. people. Tons of those audio podcasts out there. You've stumbled upon us one way or another to hear this one.
Yeah.
It's good to know that we're not the only one out there, though. You mentioned, we actually mentioned a couple. We mentioned the Ivan's BNI podcast. If you just go to BNIPodcast.com, you mentioned Power of One also has the podcast as well. Those are good ones to follow for BNI. There's some other ones out there as well that are associated with different BNI stuff and networking things that you can search for as well. But I'd say the ones that we mentioned are the three that there probably should be on the top of any BNI members list.
I would agree, which goes into then blogs. And we have a monthly blog that goes out, sometimes a little more. And then Ivan and even Graham have blogs that they put out through BNI.com, which is also on our list.
Yep, those get updated on a monthly basis as well. There's a lot of blog material out there. Even if you just do a Google search for BNI blog, oh my goodness, you'll find all kinds of information about BNI that way as well. But those are good recurring kind of opportunities to pick up things for education on those as well.
And now, Ray, pop quiz, what is the second largest search engine in the world?
The second largest?
The second largest. Google, obviously, is the first.
This is your?
YouTube.
Oh, I don't doubt that now
it
that you say that.
Right.
What, is Amazon third now or something? Anyway.
Well, they're not really. Well, you know what? I got an air fryer, and when I look up recipes, hang with me here. When I look up recipes, it will go to the review or the explanation on Amazon, and I'll be darned if it doesn't have what I'm looking for in there.
There you
go. So it's on its way. that was funny.
We're not getting paid for that.
No, we're not. So YouTube, though, has a lot of great content. I am a Audible person. I love to watch videos. I love to listen to podcasts. That's how I like to get my education. So I find myself ending up on YouTube a lot. And people will give examples of weekly presentations. There's a classic one on that. They'll have a whiteboard that they'll be drawn on and stuff. I think YouTube is a great channel, especially if you want to watch your education. And like you said, there's some in BNIU. Some of those are just videos that they're posting.
Yeah, BNI International has their own YouTube channel. BNI Heartland has their own YouTube channel. There's a lot of BNI groups and executive directors in other areas who have established some great YouTube channels as well. So make sure you search for that when you get the chance there as well.
All right, and I had mentioned BNI.com. Go to BNI.com and go all the way to the bottom. You'll see the What's Happening. I believe that's kind of the success. What was the old article?
SuccessNet.
SuccessNet. Thank you. With the net, that's what I was missing. But that's like the old SuccessNet. They cleaned it up a lot, though, and I feel it's a lot more driven towards BNI information. That's more valid. I mean, I love when they recognize regions for things that they were doing, but there were articles in there where like a chapter would have 72 visitors. So if you search visitors, you would see that article. Now it's going to be more focused on like inviting visitors and things on those lines.
BNI.com has also done a good job of, and this is something I found more insightful than I thought it would, sharing different member stories,
mm-hmm.
how they got to where they are, how they use the connections they had in BNI. And just you'll get an odd little thing here and there just out of reading somebody else's story in there that you might be able to pick up and would be educational and beneficial for you that you might not have come up with on your own. So a lot of good stuff on BNI.com.
And unless you've set your settings different in Connect, you should get that almost monthly in your email.
Yep.
Okay, this is Ray's addition to the list. No, he did more than just this, but books.
Yes, I'm a little old school sometimes when it comes to learning. Every now and again, I just really like to have that book in my hand. I can flip back the pages. I can physically touch it. I can take it with me. I can shove it in my briefcase planner when I go somewhere. I have it everywhere I go. It's awesome to have a book as a buddy, and I love using books. Ivan's written a number of great books and co-authored a number of great books. Who's in Your Room was his latest. Mm-hmm. You can get books anywhere, everywhere, and you can get them for free.
Where can you get books for free?
The greatest invention that I think we've ever come up with is the library.
Really? That's over the post office? You're going to
I'm going to take the library because it's a repository of wealth, and it's free. All it takes is a little bit of time for you to go up there, sign up for a library card, and you are in. I love our local library in the sense that if there's a book that I'm looking for, I can look for it on their app or on their website. Search it, have it reserved, and when it's in at the library, they just send me a notification. I come pick it up, and then I can read it for free.
And I'm going to take the road of Audible.com, because I love Audible.com, where I can read a whole book on a drive to Rapid City or Wyoming or Sioux Falls, or I guess Kearney,
wherever we're going. It seems like we're always going somewhere. It's great to have that opportunity as well. And you can do that, too, with the headphones sometimes, Brandon. I'd be okay with that.
Well, and they do have a car option on Audible where you can just hit a check mark and it will save like a chapter or what you're listening to, so you can go back and listen to it. I like that feature. Okay, now the last three I'm going to group together, especially for time purposes, but Member Success Program Live, Advanced Leadership Workshops, which we host locally every other month, and Chapter Success Workshop for the leadership team when we make the transactions. These are all live. And Ray, are we really picky about who's in these?
I would say I don't think I've ever kicked anybody out of a member success program that I've run never. That wanted to show up if they've been a member for 6, 8, 12, 15 years. I'd love to have them in the room. In fact, I'd love to have them there because the perspective that they bring from their time in BNI can be beneficial. And they've encountered things in their time that I have not, and vice versa. But it's just great. The more that we share, you know, that wisdom, that understanding, that knowledge, it helps everybody. It's giver's gain right there.
Right. And for your kind of more visual learners, we always have a PowerPoint, and if you want to interact and that sort of thing, that's where these live workshops are a huge advantage.
And even if you're not on the leadership team, if you want to come to one of these advanced leadership workshops or, you know, to just kind of see what goes on and what's going on at the next level of leadership, by all means, it's not closed to our members. Just come on up. If you're not the chapter president next year, but you want to take the training for chapter president just to see what it looks like and what the president has to do, it'll give you a better understanding. You'll learn that way as well. There's something to be gained from that for anybody.
And if anybody laughs at that idea, I have had, well, one year I had somebody sit through all four support role workshops because she didn't actually have a role, but she wanted to learn all of them and then choose which one she wanted to do. So people do attend them.
Planning for the future. I like that.
Yeah, she's still a super strong member. Okay, so those are just different areas that you can get CEUs. All of these count within the CEUs in tracking them in your app. If you still have slips, they're going to look a little different because I don't think they're going to update those to be what's in the app personally.
Nope.
Okay. So in the app, though, you're going to see it's 1 hour of BNI podcast webinars or BNI SuccessNet. Oh, see, it's on SuccessNet is here. That can also be what's happening on BNI. Next one is 1 hour of BNI University or in-person learning. And then it's 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and 5 hours. And then it's 5 hours reading a BNI book or a BNI convention. I know we go to conferences a lot, and there was no place to really track that. Now they've put that in here. So when you do any of these, and be realistic, if you want to give yourself one credit because you listened to a couple podcasts, I'm cool with that. Ray, are you cool with that?
You know, I'm not going to go back and audit anybody and exactly ask you what you've done. But, you know, it's kind of the what's the word? There's an actual phrase that I'm looking for.
I can think of it like the honor system.
We'll go with that. That's pretty close to what I was intending.
We're giving it on the honor system.
We'll let you have that on the honor system a little bit there. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, and once again, and I don't want to go too far in the weeds here, but if you're doing activity just to make yourself look good on the Power of One report, but you're not taking the time to actually utilize the things, it's counterproductive. You're actually wasting your time. Where if you listen to a few podcasts and you get inspired, or if you listen to an idea and you try that idea, that is the point of these. Even this, let it just be your friendly reminder. Go in and give yourself a CEU credit for listening to this podcast and other podcasts or any activity that you have done. And you can backdate it too. I really, I'm really not too worried about that part.
I will also just add one more thing. I'm probably the worst person about giving myself credit for the CEUs that I do, or I'm one of the worst people that I know about it. I'm constantly reading stuff, constantly learning things, constantly not recording it in the app until I talked to a member one time who said, you know what I do is I put a little bit of time in my schedule at the beginning of each week to go back and look at my BNI activity. And that's where I start recording my CEUs that I did the previous week and things like that. I have this little block of time that I give me for my BNI activity each week, and I write CEUs in there as well. So now I'm like, hey, I need to do that. So now I have that little block of time where I have the actual little alarm go off in my schedule says, did you enter CEUs? Now, sometimes I'll ignore that alarm, but it's there
right,
at least.
Right.
So just a thought.
And you know what? I can almost guarantee if you block out that little bit of time, you'll start passing more referrals too because your members and the meeting are top of mind.
There you go.
If you like this podcast, please share, subscribe, and leave us a review. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please send an email to podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.